What's up, everybody? Welcome to a special edition of the Mongols Podcast. I'm Mike. With me is Kev right now. Woo! We are in the car on the way to Highmark Stadium. This is going to be, like I said, a special edition show. We're going to go. There's tons of friends that we've talked to over the past few seasons. We're going to meet up with people. We're going to get their thoughts on the game, thoughts on just what's going on with the Hounds in general. It's going to be a lot of fun. So stick around, and we're going to walk you through the entire game as we get there.
Highmark, here we come.
Let's go!
Can you believe that, guys?
No, I mean, that is one of the craziest sequence of events we've seen in quite a period of time.
In the top right corner, gentlemen, up to the middle, back to Kerr.
All right, so we found Josh. We're in the parking lot. Josh, how many in are you? How many victory beverages before the victory have you had?
I mean, technically it's only two, but one's 32 ounces, so I don't know what you count that as.
That's two.
It works. It's two.
That's two. So we haven't talked since it was announced that Trey is done for the season.
Yeah.
Does this change your perception of what you think happens today?
I mean, it does. I don't know how it doesn't, because Trey is obviously – well, Trey and Broom were both really key parts of our defense. Now we have an unknown coming in. He only played, I think, four games with Bethlehem last season. And those are the only pro games he had at all. So, I mean, you can't help but to be worried.
I'm personally not too worried. Mike and I were talking about this a bit in the car before. I think people are still – look, I love Trey. He's been a solid keeper for us, but I think more people are going to lean towards the side of this is a huge loss because of the recent context of what Trey has done. He saved a penalty that we would go on to win a game away from home against a tough opposition. I think if he doesn't do that, I think people are a little less affected by this blow. Look, he's been a solid keeper all season, but I'm not. I think our defensive solidity isn't necessarily driven by him or Broom. I think it's more driven by people like Jamal Jack and Taylor Washington. But it's a blow, but I don't think I'm still hopeful for not only this game but for the rest of the season.
Here we go. Here comes the train.
Yeah.
This is gonna make for great audio. That's all right. We'll work through it. All right. So, thank you. All right. So then what's your prediction here? What do you think? How do you think it shakes out?
I think it's all about our front line. Like, that's what is gonna make or break this game. I don't think it's the back line. I feel like we're solid there, like Kevin was saying. We're solid in the back line, besides the fact that we have an untested keeper. So it depends on if Herzog shows up, if Park shows up, if we have Chevy in there. Like, it depends.
Yeah.
But if they show up, this game is definitely ours. It's ours to lose at this point.
I tend to agree. Yeah, nothing to add to that. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we're going to pack things up, and we're going to head in and see what we can get done and who we can talk to and have more fun.
Pennsylvania.
All right, so we're here. We're watching the guys warm up on offense.
It's the forwards. Yeah, the forwards are kind of doing one-touch passes here. They're putting out wide at both the fullbacks. New goalies in, taking shots. Chevy's looking sharp, hard low shots, keeping it down. I think Corey's put it over the building once or twice.
Literally over the building.
It's great to see these guys in action, though. Being from Tennessee, I'm excited. Let's go.
All right, it's halftime. I'm sort of out of breath from just screaming, and I have no voice. I'm here with John Krasinski and Matt Grubba. You guys are up here in the press box getting the bird's eye view. John, we'll start with you. What did you think was positive from the first half?
Well, from a fan standpoint, I think they got their money's worth.
Absolutely.
I mean, 2-1, breakneck pace, back and forth. It's just been a lot of fun to watch. But the positives to the Riverhounds, I mean, they're getting forward, they're countering, and they're sharp.
Yeah.
They're very sharp in possession.
Matt, I don't want to make you the bad guy, but what were any negatives that you may have seen so far from the Hounds? What do you think they need to work on going into the second half?
Well, the last 10 minutes of the half, we saw a little lack of discipline there, not only in picking up the cards, but kind of a silly foul to give up the penalty kick. I think the way they played that half, to not be up two goals, I think they're going to be a little disappointed. I think the first thing on Dave Brandt's mind is going to be, calm down, guys. We were controlling this game, and all of a sudden we're just, you know, playing a little recklessly out there, and they just need to get it back the way they were going the first 30, 35 minutes.
Absolutely agree. Now, the angle was a little bit tough for me to see. Did all of the cards look warranted to you, or did some of them look questionable? I mean, standing with the Steel Army, every card is questionable, but
he's the referee.
Well, starting with the Bethlehem card, that it's shocking to me, especially because we saw Danny Earls get an 8-game suspension for grabbing a referee, that Moore, who ended up being the player to win the penalty kick, that he stayed on the field. So I think that, you know, certainly will get looked at as supplemental discipline by USL, but that does the Hounds no good today.
Yeah.
In terms of the other cards, I mean, Herzog's was for dissent, and he's been pretty demonstrative.
out there
the whole time. So, yeah, certainly that deserved. The others situationally. The only one, I'm not exactly sure what happened in the Walsh situation, because he's actually the one who won the free kick as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there was just a little shove and retaliation that might have been missed in there. But, yeah, Mostly, all those Hounds cards were deserved. So it's really them needing to just get a handle on things the way they were coming out of the gates.
So it's 2-1. How do you think this game ends up, John?
I think the Hounds back line has to clean things up a little bit. I think that Bethlehem is really exploiting the Richie Duffy side right now, and they're going to keep doing that. So, and that's where the penalty came from. So I'm sure that's an adjustment they're going to make at the half. I don't know if there will be a substitution or what they'll do with that. But that's an area I think they need to be concerned about. But they can't stop playing the way they've been playing, especially getting into the attack and countering. Now, will that pace continue? I don't know. We've seen it slow down in other games this year. So so we'll see about that. But I think, you know, if they can get into the attack the way they've been doing, and the back line can just contain the steel speed and getting into the box with some of those dangerous crosses, I think the Hounds should be able to walk away with a W.
Give me a score, John.
3-1, Hounds.
Okay,
Romeo gets a late one.
Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go 3-2 just because the back lines looked a little shaky. I do think the Hounds front four, the strikers, Parks and Kerr, they've been able to find seams running through the back. I think they get another, but I just don't know if they can hold Bethlehem off the board for an entire half. So I'm going to guess 3-2.
3-2. I like it. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. All you guys are busy up here. We all love your stuff. Keep at it, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. So it's halftime. It's 2-1. I found Oliver DeBoo. Oliver, you've been listening to the show as you drive back and forth to the academy, correct?
Yes.
Yes. All right. What are your thoughts on the game thus far?
Well, I think they've had many chances, and that Corey Herzog has played really well. I think that we've been solid at the back except for just one play.
How do you think this plays out? How do you think the Hounds how do you think the game ends up?
I think it ends up 4-1.
4-1. I like it. I like it. Now, so you do a lot of work with the academy.
Yes.
And you get to work with a lot of the players.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite player that you get to work with in the academy?
Probably Corey Herzog, because he is my coach. He's one of my coaches for my team.
What position do you play?
Left back.
Left back. So do you play like a Taylor Washington? Are you a speedy left back, or do you more stay at home and defend?
No, I'm definitely more like Taylor Washington, up the wings, and yeah.
I like it. I like it. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you listening. Real quick, you were in our fantasy draft.
Yes,
for EPL. Uh-huh. Big Man U fan.
Yes.
Let's talk a little Man U for a second.
Okay.
Is this their year?
Yes, it is their year.
Why is this their year?
Because they're playing like Sir Alex Ferguson.
That's fair. That is fair. That is very fair. Who's your favorite Man U player?
Pogba.
Pogba. Is this his year? Is he going to be the player of the year?
Uh-huh, definitely.
All right, I like it. All right, buddy. Go back, enjoy your brownies, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Oliver.
Bye.
All right, so we talked to John Krasinski. We talked to Matt Grubba. We talked to the real expert, Oliver DeBoo. But it's halftime. It's 2-1. We got 45 seconds until kickoff. Josh, your thoughts?
We're losing it right now. I mean, obviously, we had a great beginning of the first half, but near the end, it felt like we were unraveling. We're getting yellow card after yellow card, and we really have to pull it back together. So that's my, I don't know. I just feel like we're going to need to pull it back together if we're going to win this.
Are we losing it, or is the ref taking it away from us? Kevin?
Yes, the latter. I don't know. It's hard for me to have a very concise, thoughtful opinion on the first half, because I'm just super fired up and full of testosterone right now. I've been yelling all game. I've been really enjoying myself. But no, I mean, the Hounds look great. I mean, it's unfortunate that the goal we conceded is from a penalty. I mean, it was at the far end. I couldn't really tell if it was a legitimate penalty or not. Great to see Jack get a goal. Great to see Corey get a goal. But yeah, I feel pretty confident going into the second match.
After the half was over, did Jake McGuire give you his phone number?
Oh, Jake. Oh, Jake. If not now, he will. Don't worry. I still got a whole 45 minutes to work on him. So.
I feel like we've seen a brand new side of Kevin since we got here. All right. We got to go. They're about to kick off. We'll touch back in here in a bit. Media reactions, guys. We just won. Josh.
Awesome. I'm trying not to curse.
Brilliant. I can't. I don't have words. I mean, it's been a great game. I mean, it shows a lot of character from the Hounds. I got to be honest. We go 2-0 up. Bethlehem pulls back two goals. 2-2. We're looking ropey. We don't have control of the game. And then we come back, get a third goal. It's been immense. It's been a huge result. Three wins on the bounce. Playoff spot. Here we come. How do you have so much voice left? Man of the match, Josh.
I mean, I would say Corey, actually. He had a couple of great ones. And Kerr.
You went from up here to like, and Corey, actually.
Yeah, Corey, why not?
Jamal Jack for me, he's been huge. Not only that, he's coached the new goalie, Matt Perea, through the entire match. And he's been huge on a very edgy last 90 minutes. It's great.
Awesome. We're going to go say hi to some people, and maybe we'll get something from the press conference. Let's do this.
All right, guys. Here's Kevin and Jamal. Fire away.
Jamal, starting with you, tangling with a guy like Burke for Bethlehem, country. What's that like, what he can do up front, trying to defend him?
Well, basically, the challenge wasn't, for me, I am a player that play like that all the time, so I'm ready for the battle anytime with whoever. So it's easy for me to adapt to this, anyone that come against me. So I'm ready for the challenge.
Jamal, you've played now for a full season with a lot of these guys. Three or four of you in the back four, there's a lot of talk about the other guys looking up to you for your leadership.
Yeah.
What goes on before the game when you're stepping out there with the back four, and what are you telling those guys? What's it like back there?
All right. From my experience, I just give to the younger guys around me. I just tell them, let's go. Just try not to make no silly mistake, because once you're in the starting level, that means you can play. Because coach will just pick you just so, because you know what I mean? Everyone have talent. So what talent come together and bring a bunch together. So we go and just work hard and just try to do our best all the time.
So the ball, Kevin poked that ball over to you. What were you thinking? You were looking for?
No, all eyes was on goal, so. And I skipped through it one time.
Yeah. When was your last goal?
A year ago in El Salvador. So it's been a long time.
Kevin, we know when your last goal was. So what did it feel like just to beat them to the goal line and put that one over?
Yeah, it's weighing on me a little bit. I'm glad it's a nice, easy one. Things kind of fell for us a little bit all night. We got a bit of momentum and kind of expected to bounce off the post, and I just gambled, and some nights they drop for you, and tonight was a good night for me.
You guys are up 2-0, Kevin. You know they're coming at you. They were getting balls into the box. They were playing. They were pretty dangerous. What was the mindset to try to keep that lead? You knew they were going to keep coming at you.
Yeah, I don't know how it looked, but I felt we were quite fortunate to be 2-0 up. It was a bit of an end-to-end game, and we just had that final bit of quality that they lacked, and. I thought at that point, at 2-0, I thought, if we get one more, this game's over. And the second I thought that, we gave away a crazy PK and made a game of it. So, games swing on those moments, and it was a crazy goal to give away. We seem to be doing that a little bit too much right now, but, hats off to the boys, especially the back four tonight.
Following up on that question, Kevin, you as the captain of this team, how much does a win like that affect the psychology of the team? When you go 2-0 up, they come back tied up 2-2 to go on and get that third goal late.
Yeah, massive, and you just add it to last week where we were 1-0 down at halftime away in an intense atmosphere down in St. Louis, and the boys came back again. So same thing tonight, even at 2-2, boys still flying forward, boys still believed that we would win, and I think that's a result of the last few weeks just going and going and going and getting the results and staying in games to the end, and hats off to the boys, and there's a bit of belief around the stadium now, a bit of belief around the club.
Was there a need at halftime after the penalty and then Jamal, you, Corey, and Chevy all got caution in succession? Was there a need to just sort of settle down and sort of bring your tempers down?
Well, we when we go into the dressing room, we sit down and we say, everyone, be calm. Let's not talk to the referee. Let her do her work and just go and play and just put a game, put a game in.
Jamal, when you play in front of a new goalkeeper back there, how much of it do you take responsibility on yourself? I saw you talking to him a couple times throughout the game. How was that like?
All right, well, this is the first time I'm playing with Mark, right? from my experience, I'm trying to cover him all the time. So any air ball, I'm looking to go for it. If a guy take a shot, I'm looking to block it because I don't know what to expect with him. So I'm covering him at all times.
Absolutely, we've been playing for a little while now, you know, and Harrisburg was a massive step forward, you know, everything kind of clicked in Harrisburg, and I feel like we finished games real strong, you know, we're real tight for the first part of the game, and then when we suck them in and get them crowded in the centre field, then we can really damage them down the wings, and, you know, last few games, it's been key, you know, it's got a lot of goals from out wide, and it's working right now, so hopefully we just keep on going at it, and it's up to other teams to try and stop us, you know.
All right, thanks, guys.
So last quick thought. Yeah. What's it like to be up 4-1 in the Washington Cup?
Hey, I still haven't got my Red Bull yet, so I don't know. We still got one more. So, I mean, we still got one more game to go, but I'm happy with the win streak, happy with the way the guys played and battled and, you know, continue to fight for the goal, so... As long as we're winning, I'm happy.
In all seriousness, what is it like when you go 2-0 up in a game, the crowd's behind you, you know, the opposition come back, score two goals. What's going through your head at that point? Are you guys getting nervous, sitting back? Do you go push on for the third goal, which you obviously go and get? Or
yeah, of course. I mean, we're at home, and, you know, we want to put on a show for our fans. And, you know, we're on a win streak, and we want to keep winning. So, you know, there's no nerves, no breaking down. We stay strong and stay firm, and we keep pushing for that goal, and Kevin Kerr gave it to us.
Feeling good?
I feel great. Go McGregor.
All right, man. Go rest up. Get ready for Cincy.
I'm not resting. I'm going to find McGregor. Anyway, he's going down.
Awesome, man.
All right, we just finished talking to Taylor Washington. If you couldn't tell who that was, I apologize. My voice is shot. We were crazy. If you ever come to a game, you got to sit with the Steel Army. That's the way to go. As we make our way back through the parking lot and the crowds, and we have the view of the city behind us, and we can also see Heinz Field, because the Steelers are playing. Kevin, you even asked some of the questions during the press conference.
I felt like I had the chance. I couldn't really pass it up. So, no, I mean, it's been a brilliant experience. I think it feels really weird to say this, but I think it's actually only been my second or third ever Hounds game that I've actually been at Highmark for. And, I mean, it couldn't have been a better experience. Surrounded by great people in the Steel Army. Wonderful game. My voice is going too. And in the larger context, in the entire season, a huge result. I mean, we get three wins in a row against a really big team, an in-state rival. And I thought the team played really well and showing great kind of a psychological fight to kind of hang in there at 2-2 when things looked a little bit ropey to go back and get the third goal. It's a great result, and let's roll on to Cincy, right? Cincy next week?
Yeah, Cincy all the way. As you can see, we were giving Taylor a hard time. No, this was great. You know, huge thanks to the Hounds. You know, some of the access they gave us just because, you know, we go out there and say how we feel, which feels utterly ridiculous. But, you know, the fact that we get to do this is just amazing. So huge thanks to Tuffy and to Coach Brandt and everybody who you may not have heard, but we were still able to run and talk to Trey. Trey said, you know, the shoulders, okay, he's gonna get surgery done on it, so he's gonna do some rehab. But great time.
Another special shout out to the Steel Army. I mean, just the fact that they welcomed us so much and kind of welcomed us in as one of their own. And I mean, what they do is great for the entire match. And so, yeah, special shout out to them. Had a really good time. A large part, thanks to them.
Yeah, it almost feels like I've sat with my family, not with the Steel Army before, and it's fun. But like when you're in the Steel Army, it feels like everybody in the stadium is a Steel Army. You just drown. You can't hear anything else but the chants and the fun and the banging on things. So definitely check it out. Otherwise,
great result.
I think that's it. Hounds, good luck in Cincy, guys. Go get them. Keep the streak rolling, and we will talk to you, as always, very, very, very soon.
Cheers.
Later.